Of course, like I know that this is not like where I'm stopping. There is still a lot ahead of me, and I'm gonna continue working to become the best beach volleyball player I can be, and always improving. You know, I really like competing at different tournaments and traveling, so it's something I really love to do. So I hope to continue that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back, or welcome to the 22nd episode of the Volley Talk podcast. My name is Tasha, and I am your host for today. Before we start, I would just like to give a huge thanks to all of you Volley Talk fam who have been tuning in and supporting this podcast. This podcast was born out of pure curiosity and passion, and it definitely would not have been able to sustain without your support. I'm still learning the ropes and figuring out ways to improve it, so your support really motivates me to keep going and produce more. So, our guest for today is just simply wonderful. She is only 17 years young, but has already achieved so much success. At a young age of 15, she was named FIVB's under 18 highest ranked player. She has also committed to Stanford, which, FYI, was also the university that Kerry Walsh Jennings and Alix Kleinman went to. She is driven, determined, passionate, yet humble, grateful, and always striving for more. It was such a joy to speak to her, and her positive energy is a fresh sight that will lighten up your mood for sure. She is none other than Daria Gusarova from Cyprus. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
So I was scared that you couldn't hear me because I literally just bought this mic.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, because when I was editing my last episode, I realized the audio is so bad.
No, it's not bad at all. Don't
no,
worry.
It is. It is. Like, it could be better, you know? So I need to upgrade.
Well, the mic makes it more professional for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how are you, Daria?
I'm good, thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Really, I cannot be more thankful.
No, I am thankful to you for agreeing to do it because, like I told you, you know, like every time I see your post, like you just inspire me so much. Like,
oh,
literally,
thank you so
like
much.
For real though, because you know you're young and you're like achieving so much success, and you know your post just give like all those positive vibes, and
oh, thank you.
I just feel so happy looking at your post every
oh,
time.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that means a lot. Thank you.
No, but seriously though, so you're currently in Cyprus, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So is it like off season for you now?
Well, not exactly. We're actually preparing for a tournament in Brazil, the 4-star in Itapema.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So I think that will be like our last one for this year. We will see how it goes, but yeah, that's our next goal for now.
Okay, awesome. All right then, so shall we begin?
Yes, let's begin.
Okay, so first question, who is Daria Gusarova in a tweet?
I was thinking about that one and I couldn't decide on something, you know, concrete. So I would write something like Daria Gusarova, student athlete, and often called a nerd by her dad and brother.
Okay, so why nerd?
Well, you know, I've always been like interested in learning since I was a kid, always interested in academics, and ever since I was a kid, you know, just my dad and my brother were making fun of me that way.
What field of academics are you most interested in?
I'm really into like science, particularly biology and bioscience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something I want to do at university.
Ah, interesting. Okay. So how did you first start beach volleyball?
Well, actually, I first started playing beach volleyball at around 9 years old, I think. But initially, my older brother began playing beach volleyball for the Cyprus national team. And he was guided and coached by my dad. And then soon after he began competing internationally, you know, I began training as well as a kid and, you know, step by step developing into the player I am today. And my first international tournament was in 2017. It was actually a satellite event in Cyprus and I was 13 years old at that time. So yeah, it was like, that was the very beginning of it.
Okay, so it's because of your older brother.
Yes, he kind of, you know, inspired me and my dad also, the fact that he was coaching and guiding us through it. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, so I need to ask you something. So I know that you are Russian, right?
Yes, my parents are both Russian. Yeah.
So, but you were born in Cyprus?
I was born in the US, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I've been living in Cyprus since I was 1 year old. So yeah, I grew up in Cyprus, basically.
Oh, is it because your parents worked there, or why did you move?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they moved here in 2005 and they work here. Mm-hmm.
I see. That's so interesting. So you're Russian, but you're born in the US and then you grew up in Cyprus.
Yeah, all over the world.
So do you speak Greek? Is that what they speak then?
Yeah, I do speak a little bit of Greek. I understand it. I understand like conversations and everything, but I do need more practice speaking.
Okay, super interesting. Yeah. So who or what inspires you the most along this journey?
Well, honestly, just everything about beach volleyball inspires me, because the fact that there's like, you know, always room for improvement in all aspects of being a beach volleyball player, and there's so many different players to look up to as well. I feel like I'm always inspired when I play and train. And it's very important to develop character as well. So I just love everything about the sport.
Yeah, I feel the same way too. But if you were to pick like one or two idols who you really look up to, who would you go for? Ooh.
Okay, I mean, since I'm a defender, I usually look up to defenders at high level. Definitely Laura Ludwig from Germany. She has always been my idol. Such a great player. Yeah, I think she's the number one.
Yeah, same. You know, fun fact, I have her on my home screen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're the number one fan.
Yeah, so, okay. So I know you're still a really young player, you know, only 17 years, but what has been the toughest challenge that you've had to face and what lesson did it teach you?
Well, you know, as a student and as an athlete at the same time, it's sometimes very difficult to balance my schoolwork and all the trainings and all the preparation for the tournaments, especially because if I travel during the academic year, I miss out on some schoolwork that I then have to catch up with. So just balancing all of that, in addition to, you know, my social life and also self-care, it's not always easy, but this is actually like helped me become a better person and learn more about myself. And it allowed me, you know, to work on time management. And with experience, I'm getting better at managing everything.
So you're still in high school for now?
Yes, I'm in my last year of high school.
Oh, okay. So what's the plans after high school?
Well, I'm going to be studying at Stanford University. And I'm hoping to continue playing beach volleyball. Obviously on the beach volleyball team at Stanford. So I'll be competing and studying at the same time, continuing what I'm already doing now, basically.
So tell us more about committing to Stanford. Like, how did it happen? And by the way, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Well, it all started actually in 2019 when I first visited the Stanford campus. There was like an academic summer camp there. So I stayed on campus for 2 weeks with other students from all over the world. And honestly, like since that moment, I was like so fascinated with the campus and I fell in love with that place since the first day. I loved the all the facilities, all the classrooms, like I loved absolutely everything, and especially the sports facilities and buildings, and it was just so nice. I loved it there. Already from 2020, I started speaking with a coach from there, but because of lockdown and everything, everything had to happen online. So there was a lot of Zoom calls, a lot of emails. It didn't really happen in person, like the whole recruitment process. And it was not easy to connect with coaches all the time, you know, because it had to be done online. I couldn't do it in person. But I was really grateful for receiving like guidance along all of this, especially because I was in Cyprus and Stanford is in the US. So it's like across the world, time zone differences, all of that. But this June, I finally submitted my application and committed to Stanford. So I'm so thankful for all this guidance and opportunities that I received. It was really great.
Yeah, it's really amazing. So when are you going to go?
So I'm going in September of 2022, so that's next year in the
Okay,
fall.
okay. Wow, that's so exciting. So,
Yeah.
actually, I'm like a step ahead of you, as in like I'm in the US now. So
Yeah, I
I
know.
totally
It's
understand
amazing.
how you feel the excitement of traveling to the
Oh
US,
yeah,
you
for
know, the
sure.
place for volleyball, beach volleyball, everything.
Yes,
And
California is definitely the center of beach volleyball.
exactly. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's just really amazing here. Like the system is very good for volleyball, and
I agree,
you will have so much fun here.
yeah, I'm so excited.
Right. So, okay. So now let's take a mini game break. So I'm gonna ask you a few
Okay.
questions of the best ever. Okay, so
Okay.
Dara, which is the best ever match that you've ever played?
Well, okay, it's difficult to choose because, of course, the best one will be sometime in the future. But
Oh, I like that
for
answer.
now, I would say it was the match against Germany that we played in Budapest in Hungary for the One Star World Tour event. I played with Erika Nyström, who is my current partner, and we went to three sets actually. It was a very tough game, but we played really well, and in the end, we managed to win. And yeah, it just felt amazing. It was an amazing game.
Okay. So, which is the best ever team that you've ever played against?
Okay, I think that was probably against Brazil. It was Carol Horta and her partner in the Bulgaria qualification, One Star. It was in, I think it was in May of this year. But also we played against USA in the three-star tournament in China a couple years ago, which was also a really great team. Yeah, both really great players. Yeah.
Okay, who are they?
I think it was Kalinski and Larson, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, they
Yeah.
were like trying to qualify for the Olympics too, right?
Yeah.
I recall correctly. Yeah, so
Yeah.
I'm sure they were a really good team.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, so ooh, which is the best ever venue that you've competed in?
Ooh, that's another difficult question, you see, because with so many different countries that I've traveled to, it's difficult to choose. I would say it's probably Sydney, Australia. Manly Beach is definitely an unforgettable place. So, such a beautiful atmosphere. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's so interesting. So almost all the players that I talk to, almost all of them say Australia is the best place.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
We have an
Australia.
agreement here.
Yeah, we have an agreement here.
Yeah.
So, okay, Daria, which is one team who you would really love to play against?
Honestly, like any team that went to the Olympics this year, everyone is so great, and there are too many teams I'm dreaming to play against. I think on the top of my list are definitely the Australian Talika and Maria Fe,
Oh, why is that so?
but also Sarah Pavin and Melissa from Canada. Maybe I hope to compete against them in the Commonwealth Games next year.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah.
Who knows, we might face each other in Commonwealth Games one day.
Oh,
Because we are both Commonwealth nations.
yeah.
So, oh, but you're going next year to Birmingham?
Yeah. Yes, we're hoping to because we qualified this year. We got the ticket. So, yeah, hopefully we'll
Ooh.
be going next year for
Okay,
that.
okay. All the best for that.
Thank you. And for you too.
No, I'm not going.
Oh, you're not?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we are planning anything, so
Ah, I see.
I'm just chilling here in the US.
Okay, you should come see the games then.
Oh yeah, if I have a chance, I would.
Yeah.
So, Daria, do you have any pre-competition routine?
Well, I do have my standard like warm-up routine before each game, but like in terms of anything pre-match, I usually have like one piece of chocolate before each game. That's like my standard like
Oh, okay.
routine. Yeah, and during the game, I obviously have like some kind of Powerade or electrolytes, so there isn't anything that I do specifically. Yeah.
What chocolate in specific?
It depends. I really like KitKat, but
KitKat? Oh, okay.
yeah.
Yeah, KitKat's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Should get sponsored by them.
Yeah, Kit Kat, if you're listening to this, sponsor Daria Gusarova.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Okay, so chocolate is pre-competition routine. So, All right, Daria. So, you know, during a game, there'll be some points where the point is really tight or, you know, you're behind or whatever. So how do you, you know, what is going through your mind at that time and how do you tell yourself to, you know, calm down or what tricks do you use?
Yeah, well, we recently actually had to experience like such challenges in the World Tour events that we played this year with my partner, Erica. Like we had wins, but we also had losses and we had a lot of tight matches that went to 3 sets. So in those cases, like even if we're down, I always remind myself that we can still change things up on our side. So obviously I always remind myself, okay, let's move on the next ball. Or I always think, okay, I'll receive this ball now and we start from here. So I feel like always communication with my partner is key and we can move on from the mistakes that we made in the beginning of the set, let's say.
Okay, so speaking about partner, is this like your main partner or do you keep switching?
For now, this is my main partner. We started playing together in May of this year. We started with a few World Tour events. So yeah, we're hoping to continue playing together.
Okay, cool. So Daria, in your opinion, what is the most important quality that a beach volleyball player should have?
There are a lot, actually. But if I think about it, I think it would be responsibility in general, because I feel like beach volleyball athletes have to rely a lot on themselves personally, whether that is, you know, on the court or outside of the court. So having a good sense of responsibility is crucial for any beach volleyball athlete.
Okay, and for the listeners, Daria won the FIVB most promising player. What is that award called?
For the U18, you mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the highest ranked.
Highest ranked FIVB player for under 18 category at the age of 15. Yes. That is so amazing! Huge congratulations! And
thank you.
How was that like winning the award?
Well, of course, I know that this is not like where I'm stopping. There is still a lot ahead of me and I'm going to continue working to become the best beach volleyball player I can be and always improving, you know. I really like competing at different tournaments and traveling. So it's something I really love to do. So I hope to continue that. Yeah.
So how is your training routine like?
Right now at the moment I have school from like Monday to Friday from 8 to 3 p.m. And I also have like extracurricular activities. So my schedule is like really tight. I have trainings like every afternoon, basically after school, usually 5 to 6 times per week. And I have like gym 2 to 3 times a week. I try to get 1 rest day per week at least, but it depends on how busy I am with school and with other activities. But in the summer, my training schedule looks completely different. Depending on upcoming tournaments, because I don't have school.
Okay, that's true. So, you know, I know balancing schoolwork and volleyball can be hard at times, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you like sort of manage your time?
Well, I feel like staying organized has really helped me. Just planning my day, planning the week, making sure I always have a to-do list.
Yeah.
For me, this is what helps. Maybe for someone else, it can work differently. But for me, I always have like a daily to-do list so that I get all my work done. I don't miss any deadlines, but I also train to my 100%.
Yeah, that's so good. I need to ask you something because this is something I experience sometimes, you know, when you have a lot of to-do lists, like, do you ever feel a bit anxious or stressed out?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think that's like inevitable. when there's so many things going on and from different, like, you know, from school, from beach volleyball, and maybe you have other responsibilities as well. Yeah, I definitely do get stressed, but I do try to take some time for myself during the day or maybe during the weekend. Okay. Just to chill, you know, not do anything, rest a bit, rest my mind. So, yeah.
Yeah, and especially for such a, you know, driven and person and high achiever like you. I feel like you will give like 120% in everything that you do. So it's really important to get some rest also.
That's true. Yeah, rest is important.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So what are the hopes for the future of your career?
Well, soon I'll begin like my career as a student athlete at Stanford. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And you know, the women's volleyball team at Stanford has won multiple NCAA championships. Mm-hmm. So I hope that we will also fight for one with the beach volleyball team.
Mm-hmm.
And as with my partner, Erica, I'm hoping that next year we'll be able to qualify for the European championship, actually.
Oh, okay.
This year we were really close points-wise. So this is like our goal for next year, basically.
Okay. And speaking about Stanford, I suddenly remembered that Kerry Walsh Jennings was from Stanford too, right?
Yes, she played on the volleyball team.
Yeah. So, you know, we can see where this is going.
Oh, thank you.
And also, I just want to ask a bit more about like the Cyprus beach volleyball. Like how mm-hmm. big is beach volleyball in Cyprus?
Well, it's definitely a growing sport. We have a lot of indoor volleyball players who also sometimes play beach volleyball. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely developing. And it's good if we see like younger children starting to play it as well, because the conditions here in Cyprus are great for beach volleyball.
Yeah, it's an island. Like, what?
It's warm all year. Yeah, it's warm all year. We have great facilities. And yeah, it's really great if we see like younger people starting out as well.
So you guys have like a training center, or how does it work?
Well, like the main training courts are actually in Limassol, which is a city by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But during the like winter season, when I have school, we train in another city where I actually study. So we also have some courts to train here.
Okay, so do you guys go to other, you know, countries to train?
We haven't yet, but that is something that we could look into in the future. Yeah.
Okay. If you could choose one country to train at, where would you choose?
Ooh, that's a difficult one. Because I know that a lot of training camps happen in Spain, but also in Brazil. So honestly, anywhere where there's great weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Spain, Tenerife, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a popular one.
Yeah, it's like, at one point, you just see all the beach volleyball players posting Tenerife.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just looks so fun.
I know, right? Yeah.
Okay, so Daria, besides beach volleyball, what else do you like to do?
Well, I mean, when there's such a demand for both beach volleyball and school, all I love to do sometimes is, you know, just have a good rest.
Yeah.
It's not easy to work, you know, 100% the whole day.
Yeah,
But I wish I had like more free time to do the things I love. For example, I really love reading, but I also love to like cook and bake. So if I had any free time, those would be like my options. But also I love like doing activities with my friends and family, like watching movies, going on walks, all of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just wish I had more free time to do everything.
Yeah, I feel like you have a lot of things that you like to do. It's just that your schedule doesn't allow you to do so.
Yeah, true. But I try to make the most of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, I just want to say that I feel so happy just talking to you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. And same here. This is so fun. Thank you.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you just give me so much positive vibes, and it's just so nice to speak to you.
Thank you.
So, Daria, after retiring from the sport, what do you see yourself doing? I know it's still a really, really long way, but
yeah,
you know, just...
Yeah, as of now. So, you know, I haven't really considered this question because I want to play beach volleyball for as long as possible because it's such a big and important part of my life. So I hope to continue playing and yeah, we'll see where that goes from there. Yeah.
Okay, do you think you'll still be like inside the beach volleyball field, like even when you stop playing, like coaching and stuff like that?
Well, definitely I'll try to keep it as a hobby or something on the side, like try to get involved as much as possible anyways. I feel like I can't live without that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's still in the far future, so I don't know how things will be, but yeah, we will see.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you think are your strengths, both as an athlete and as a person, that brought you all the success that you have today?
Well, as I mentioned before, like, I'm quite organized, and this has greatly helped me, you know, balance my athletic and academic life. And it also helps me, like, practically at tournaments, because in general, like, beach volleyball has allowed me to develop, like, a lot of personal skills, you know, because you have to travel, you have to train, and there's a lot of things to consider in general when being a beach volleyball athlete, and that kind of all helped me become the person I am today. So yeah.
Yeah, and I can definitely see that. So
thank you.
So knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self? I mean, you're not that old, but
yeah, that's an interesting one. I thought about it, and I would definitely tell myself that I mustn't be afraid of, like, any challenges, because if I want to improve and become better, I need to overcome challenges along the way. Like, they're going to happen anyways. So, like, I also remind myself even now that nobody rises to low expectations. That's kind of this quote or mantra that I've had for a while. And it helps me, like, to continue working hard to reach all my goals and to know that there's always, like, a way to improve and become better. Yeah.
Can you explain a bit more about that mantra?
Yeah, so it's actually written in the classroom of one of my teachers at school. It's my chemistry teacher. He's quite strict, and obviously this quote kind of, like, helps us put everything into a clear mindset, you know, that when you face the reality, like, when you have, like, low expectations for yourself and you kind of set the bar low, then you're less likely to improve than if you set the bars high and you reach such, like, drastic changes. And okay, although you might not notice that you have changed, it's important to, like, look back at all the progress that you've made and see what's ahead of you in the future.
Yeah, that's so true. I love it.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, wow, we are at the last question. That was so fast. But yeah, it was so much fun.
Time flies.
So Dara, this is a question that I ask all my guests at the end, which goes, if you could put a message on the moon for the whole world to see, what would it be and why?
Okay, it would be do what you love, love what you do.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I think it's, like, it's important to just involve yourself in the things that you love and that you feel passionate about. And yeah, I think it's just an important part of life to also, like, step back and try to actually enjoy what you're doing and put the best of your effort into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the best thing about, like, being an athlete, right? Because you do what you love all the time.
Exactly. And you get to put all your qualities into it as well. And you learn a lot from it at the same time. So yeah.
Yeah. So Dara, how can our listeners connect with you and support you along your journey?
I feel like I'm most active on Instagram.
Okay.
So that's where I post, like, any updates about tournaments or anything like that. So yeah, my username is -_G15. Yeah.
What does the dash mean? Does that have any meaning?
It's actually kind of, like, a nickname for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dasha is, like, what my friends and family call me. So yeah, that's kind of, like, a shortened version of that.
I see. Okay. So before we end, is there anything else that you would like to say or tell the listeners that I might have missed out or something?
Oh, thank you so much for this amazing opportunity. Honestly, that's all I've got to say.
You kept saying thank you to me so many times, but I need to say thank you to you.
Thank you.
So anyway, I wish you all the best in everything, Dara. I'm so excited for what's in store for you. I'll be following your updates on Instagram. And when you come to Stanford, we should hang out sometime.
For sure. I'll write that down in my plans.
Yeah. See, this is where the organized
part
of you comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll only be September next year, right?
I'm actually planning to come to the US next month. We can meet up then.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, just let me know. keep in touch.
I will.
Isn't she just the sweetest? She has such a bright future ahead, and I can't wait to see what is in store for her. And if you'd like to follow her journey, do give her a follow on Instagram, and I have linked her account in the description below. If you found this episode helpful, share it with your friend, your teammates, or even your coach. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask the players, or any players that you would love to hear their stories, please do send me a message on Instagram at TheVolleyTalkPodcast or use the hashtag TheVolleyTalkPodcast. Once again, thank you for joining us, and I'll see you in the next episode.